Yeah. What's going on? Yeah, man, here we go once again. The Almighty Fat Mac. 3XL, baby. 3XL, that is. You understand what's really going on here, man. Welcome to my show, man. Damn it, man. I really don't have a topic. Well, matter of fact, I do have a topic. Fuck it, man. I've been wanting to go ahead and get some things off my chest. Do a little Q&A and shit, man. Every now and then, motherfuckers ask questions here and there about certain things and shit. And I answer individual emails every now and then trying to explain my steez, man, about why I do what I do and how shit goes down at maccity.com. MACKCITY.com. Yeah, go ahead, check that shit out, man. It's like nothing you ever seen before, man. I chronicle the lives of all kind of street freaks, man. You know, for years, man. I keep tabs on these females, and I'm just doing like some John Stossel shit, some investigative reporting on these females, man. And you get to see them in a what the fuck? Shit. Hold on, shit. How the fuck did that happen? Oh, that is weird. Excuse me. Let me turn this shit off. I'm out here in my car and shit, man. And I think my wife is pulling off in the motherfucking Mack truck. You know, kind of freaking me out and shit. I'm like, why the fuck is the lights on over there? Excuse me. I was so rudely interrupted. Anyway, basically, yeah, I do a lot of investigative reporting on the females I fuck with, man. So y'all want to go ahead, check out maccity.com. Jesus fucking Christ, woman. What? Huh? Hold on, fuck. Open the door. What?
I'm going to Myers.
Oh, okay, bye. God damn. Bitches everywhere. Just interrupting my goddamn flow. Anyway, I'm gonna do a Q&A little thing, man. Answer some questions, man, that y'all motherfuckers have been asking for millenniums and shit, man. You know what I mean? So, once again, let me introduce myself. I am the Fat Mac, Almighty 3XL. So call me Big Motherfucking Mike. And welcome to my show, Mack City Chronicles, Mack City Limits, MackCity.com. Also over here being hosted at the Whole Flipper Network and MrWrigleyShow.com. You know what I mean? So, let me see here. One of the questions that niggas is always asking me is shit, man. The question of why do I have my females posing next to my goddamn car or next to my truck all the goddamn time? You know what I mean? Some niggas try and be cute and say like, nigga, that ain't no Lamborghini, motherfucker. That ain't like no Ferrari. Why is you trying to, you know, play high post by having a bitch pose next to your shit? Your shit ain't really all that. And typical hating ass shit. Typical niggas just ain't got shit to do but motherfucking e-thug and hating shit, niggas. And they mad at me because I got a decent truck and a decent car. You know what I mean? I'm like, fuck, nigga. Why are you so concerned about that any goddamn way? Why are you? I mean, damn. Well, anyway, let me explain that shit, man. There's always a method to my madness, man. You know what I mean? So, basically, what I'm doing, man, is I'm just trademarking my motherfucking females, man. It's like anywhere that you go on the internet, man. If you see a female pose next to a white Charger or pose next to a gray fucking Chevy Suburban, you basically know that's one of motherfucking Fat Mac's bitches, nigga. That's all it is, man. It's just basically, it's just a little psychological, you know, ploy I got, man. Well, basically, if you see a female pose next to one of those rides, man, you instantaneously know they coming from goddamn MackCity.com. Simple as that. I mean, it's a fucking no-brainer, man. It's just kind of like, that's how I lay claim to my females, man. So if any nigga claim that I don't know this bitch, or I'm not really fucking with that bitch on that level, or I bought the content or whatever, I'm like, nah, nigga, I didn't buy that bitch. I didn't buy that content. If you look closely, she's posing next to my car, nigga. So basically, I mean, that's just like trademarking or putting a stamp on my bitch. That's all it is, man. So that's why I have females posing next to my shit all the time, because it's like an instantaneous motherfucking stamp where you just know that's one of Fat Mac's motherfucking females, man. Them females come from MackCity.com because I know my nigga Mac drive that fucking Suburban, and I know my nigga Mac drive that goddamn white Charger. Okay. Same way with the other thing, man. Motherfuckers ask me, why you always posing with the bitches? The bitches ain't all that. They ain't fly. I mean, goddamn, why you trying to pose with the bitches like they dimes and all this kind of shit? Same goddamn principle, man. I mean, that's just a way of me laying claim to motherfucking the game that I'm doing, man. Because basically, that's what I'm doing. I'm big game hunting, man. I'm out here in these streets. And, you know, what do a motherfucker do when he go on safari, man? And he shoot an elephant. Or he goddamn kill a lion. Or some other dangerous prey or whatever. He want to goddamn pose right next to the game that he killed. That he hunted down. And that's kind of like what I do, man. The females that I conquer, that I hunt down, that I put down on the team, I pose next to them just like I'm a big game hunter, nigga. It's like, look what I got. And of course, a lot of niggas is gonna hate and say, that ain't nothing to really brag about. That ain't nothing to really pose next to. Who wants to pose next to them bitches? But motherfucker, every goddamn female that I hunt down is worthy of being posed next to me. You know why? Because I hunted them down, and I broke them down, and I put them on the team, bitch. And I'm proud of that. Okay, what's the next question? Where we gonna go here? And talked about why you pose, why they got them posing next to the car and the truck, why you always posing with them hoes. Okay, another question is, nigga, do you ever change your clothes? You know, basically, I mean, I'm just a simple motherfucker, man. I'm like, I wear a white tee, or not white tee, but white sneakers, jeans, and I have my little trademark black t-shirt, little gold, not gold chain, but silver chain and shit. Well, nigga, you know, I'm like a superhero, man. You know, every superhero got a fucking costume, man. When I go out hunting for these motherfucking females, nigga, I'm in superhero mode, nigga. I'm in Fat Mac mode, and so I got a uniform, motherfucker. My uniform basically consists of a black t-shirt and a silver chain, and my got like a silver ring, I got a silver bracelet and shit, you know. That's just what I do to get into the mood to go fucking hunting, man, and go checking my fucking traps. That's what I do. Just like, I mean, it's like, it's Pavlovian, man. If anybody knows about Pavlov's dog and shit, I mean, there's certain things that you would do to a dog to initiate a response in his psyche to make him do things, right? And so that's the same thing that I do with myself. Like, if you have a dog and you put a harness on a dog, especially a working dog, that dog automatically knows it's time to go to work. It's time to do something. It's time to goddamn get out here and make something happen. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what I do when I put on my uniform. When I put on my black tee, my silver chain, my ring, my little silver bracelet, you know, I put on a certain garb and it puts me in a frame of mind where I go hunting. And I go looking for females, and I check my traps, and I put females down on the Mac City team, and therefore my stable grows, nigga. That is why I seemingly wear the same clothes all the time. But nigga, I got about 8,000 fucking black t-shirts, bitch. I switch goddamn t-shirts every day, you simple ass bastard. Man, some of y'all niggas ain't got shit to do, for real, man. Y'all motherfuckers, I'm trying to tell you, man, y'all niggas. Oh my god. So yes, that is why I do that, because I'm a superhero and I fly and I scoop up bitches in a single bound. Some would call that saving hoes, but I call that getting paid, nigga, so fuck you. That's right, I'm getting paid, man. Getting motherfucking paid. And I'm getting laid at the same time, nigga. It's not a bad hustle, man. So that's my uniform. That's my Fat Mac uniform. You know, I can't wear a cape. And, you know, I don't like no tights or no shit like that, but hey, the uniform works for me. When I put it on, psychologically, it just puts me in a mood, or in a mode, man, where, shit, it's time to go macking, nigga. That's right, that's all it is, alright. So, I don't know, man, let me see. Oh, yeah, and this is a real fun question right here. I like this question, man. Some nigga, because, I mean, my site is real basic as far as the sex and shit. Niggas want to see some freaky-ass shit. And there's a lot of shit that, nigga, I'm just not going to do, man. I'm a real basic motherfucker. I like to get my dick sucked, and I like to fuck pussy, man. You know what I mean? But there's been, like, 3 or 4 cats through the years, man, that want to see a lot of anal shit. And I'm not really that big into anal, except if I'm, like, really intimate with a female and shit. Like, I really care about her, and I want to inflict some serious harm to her, I'll fuck her in the ass, you know what I'm saying? But Beside that, anyway, basically, you're not really going to see a lot of ass fucking on MacCity.com. I'm just let you know right now, man. There's a couple females I think that's down with it, but I'm just not really interested in fucking most of these females in the ass and shit. And also, there's a reasoning behind that, and it's not my reasoning, but and the reasoning is flawed. I've heard some motherfuckers, you know, say, ah, man, ain't no way I'm trying to fuck no bitch in the ass, you know what I'm saying, man? Because, I mean, fuck, if you fuck a bitch in the ass, I mean, that's like fucking a nigga in the ass, you know what I'm saying? So if you fuck a bitch in the ass, I mean, shit, I mean, what's to stop you fucking a nigga in the ass, you know what I'm saying? So that's just kind of like gay. That's why I never fuck a bitch in the ass, man, because, I mean, that's just gay. Because, I mean, because you just fuck a nigga in the ass if you fuck a bitch in the ass. Like, who's these fucking stupid-ass Nimrod motherfuckers espousing that shit? Motherfuckers have no fucking rational thought. Man, I just can't understand what. Do you know why this is a fucking, any motherfucker that says that is a goddamn Nimrod, man? Any nigga that thinks that is a goddamn twit? You know what I mean? Let me break that shit down to you, right? Because basically their reasoning of this shit is, if you fuck a broad in the ass, right, that's like being gay, because gay dudes fuck each other in the ass. Where, I don't understand that logic, because basically using that logic, well, nigga, check this out. You should never ever get a blowjob ever in your fucking life again from a female. Why? Because men have mouths too, and that would be just like telling a man to suck your dick because he's got a mouth. Do you see what I'm saying? That's fucking ridiculous, man. The big difference between fucking a man in the ass and fucking a female in the ass is that the asshole that belongs to the female is from a female. So how the fuck is that gay, nigga? I don't understand. The rule of thumb that you know if you're doing something gay, nigga, this may surprise y'all, if you're doing anything with a man, if you're doing anything with dick and balls, that's gay. Okay, now let me try to straighten this out. Maybe I lost some of y'all niggas, right? But if you doing anything to a female, whether you're sticking your dick in her ear, in her mouth, in her pussy, in her ass, that's not gay. You know why? Because it's a fucking female. Damn, nigga, how did you miss that shit? So like I'm saying, man, you motherfuckers with this goddamn, I don't fuck bitches in the ass because, I mean, that's gay. No, nigga, that's not gay because it's a female, nigga. Like I said, using that same logic, using that same reasoning, you should never get a blowjob ever again from that female. Because that would be like getting your dick sucked by a man. Sound ridiculous? Yes, it does sound ridiculous. You know why? Because it is ridiculous, motherfucker. That's stupid. I'm surrounded by fucking idiots, man. How the fuck? The world needs a fucking enema, nigga. We need a fucking nuclear explosion, nigga. That's what we need. I'm serious, man. This, where are these motherfuckers coming from, man? Damn. So, but anyway, back to the doing the anal thing on Mac City. I'm just not really that big into fucking broads in the ass. Not unless I just really want to inflict pain on them and just want to see them, like, hurt real bad and shit. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Maybe I'll do ice. Maybe I'll bone her in the ass. And LaDonna needs to be boning the ass, too. But she says that she's not going to fuck with me no more because her lesbian lover forbids it. But we'll see how long that shit lasts. Yeah, man. So, that's just a little Q&A session between me and you right now. Ain't really nothing else going on, fellas. Just want to go ahead and thank all my little motherfucking Mac City players for sticking by me, coming back, just being here, man, repeatedly, on a repeated basis, and enjoying the whole show, man. You know what I mean? Just, I mean, I'm living proof, man, that dreams can come true, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, hey, look at me, bruh. I'm not especially endowed, and I'm fat. And I'm not like what you would consider a porn star, nigga, but I'm doing very well, man. I'm doing real good. Motherfuckers is liking this goddamn product, man. You know what I'm saying? So I break all the goddamn rules, man, and I still fucking succeed. And that's just how I am, man. That's just the way I roll. And I'm gonna keep doing this motherfucker till goddamn 2000 whatever. I ain't gonna stop, motherfucker. I'm gonna be the best goddamn Mac I can be. And fuck the haters and fuck everybody that wanna see me crash and burn, motherfucker. It's not gonna happen, nigga. You dealing with a new millennium, nigga, motherfucker. Shit. Man, I'm on one, motherfucker, this week. I'm really speaking with some fire, nigga, with some venom in my goddamn, my belly, bruh. You know what I mean? Don't know what it is. Man, I think this whole LaDonna thing has got me, you know, I don't know. Got a new outlook on shit, man. Yeah, hey, you know that whole adage, man, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger and shit. But right now, I'm gonna take me a motherfucking break, man. And I got some more Q&A shit for y'all, man. So, hey, y'all take it easy and take this. Hey, we on some old school shit today, too. You probably already figured that shit out earlier with the first little ditty that came on, man. I'm super old school today. I'm feeling like healing my soul, man, getting back into my motherfucking Mac roots. So we gonna be old schooling it. So I'm sorry if I lose y'all young whippersnappers, man, but we gonna motherfucking keep this shit gangster, man. We gonna keep this shit real Mac-ish, real pimpish for a while, and I'm gonna heal my goddamn soul, man. Yes, music soothes a savage beast, man. Y'all really need to pay attention to the science of music, man, how that can really affect your physiology, man. And recently, I've been listening to the old school joints, man, and I've been getting my head right, man. Fuck rap right now. Rap is just, it's just poison, motherfucker. It just lends credence to fucking idiocy and lunacy, bruh. So, rap is in the toilet right now, and I'm going back to the motherfucking old school, man, with this old pimp shit. But right now, take a break. I'll be back.
They call me Drac. Here I come, baby. I ain't gonna bite you. I just want you to hang on. All right. Woo!
with that shit, man. Pimpish, man. Pimpish. That's what we keeping it, man. Motherfucker gotta heal his soul. Gotta goddamn get right with myself, bruh. You know what I mean? So, let me see. Another question that I've gotten repeatedly, man, is motherfuckers think that I'm ashamed to do this porn thing, right? And they often allude to me hiding my face and blurring out my face. And, you know, if you have joined MaxCity.com, you see, you know, we edit our faces out and all that kind of shit. And motherfuckers take that as thinking that I'm ashamed of what I do. And no, that's not the business, man. That's not why I do that, man. I do that basically for self-preservation purposes. Because, like I said, man, this is the real shit, man. This is the real deal. I go out and I find females, right, who have never thought about doing this shit before, man. They live next door, they live down the street, and they got motherfucking boyfriends and baby daddies, and most, a lot of these motherfuckers is like career criminals and shit, man. And I mean, nigga, what kind of fucking idiot would I be, right? I'm in a goddamn city, I got about 200 motherfucking females on my site, butt naked, doing nasty, raunchy shit, and a whole bunch of niggas is trying to lay claim to these goddamn females, right? But I want to show my motherfucking face on the goddamn website, nigga, so that these niggas know what I look like. That's kind of retarded, man. It's not like I'm fearing these motherfuckers. I'm just saying I gotta even out the playing field, man. How I look like going around the city with every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every nigga knowing what the fuck I look like, but I don't know what these niggas look like. You understand what I'm saying? That's like me going out somewhere, going to a club. There may be about 10 baby daddies in the goddamn club that know what the fuck I look like because they've been on my website, right? And they got a wild hair up their ass and they pissed off because what I may have did with their girl and shit, right? Now, see, they got the drop on a nigga. They know what the fuck I look like and they can goddamn regulate and I would never know what the fuck happened, you know what I mean? Because they know what I look like. But I don't know these niggas. I ain't never met these motherfuckers. Don't know these motherfuckers from a hole in the goddamn ground. So basically showing my face would put me at a disadvantage out here in these streets to be assaulted and to be attacked and to be fucked with, man. That's why I do that shit, nigga. Because I got to think two steps ahead of these motherfuckers in these streets, man. Simple shit, man. Ain't got shit to do with motherfucker being ashamed. I don't give a fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck I do, man, I ride or die with this shit. But just me going out here, fucking around in these streets, and having every nigga on the planet knowing what the fuck I look like, not a smart move, man. Not smart at all, dog. You know what I'm saying? You gotta use your fucking brains up in this motherfucker if you wanna be successful and succeed in this goddamn game, man. And just advertising who you are and what you do and all this kind of shit, that ain't the business. That's the main reason why dope boys get fucked up all the goddamn time, because dope boys like to advertise. They like to floss. They want to motherfuckers to see them and, you know, look at my car, look at my ride, look at my clothes, look at my jewelry. You know that? I mean, it's showtime for them motherfuckers. And niggas like that don't never last, man, when it come to actually doing real dirt and having a real game in these streets, man. You gotta be low key and you gotta fucking watch your back, man. You gotta let the next nigga want the spotlight. Nigga, stay the fuck out the spotlight if you wanna succeed in anything on the street level, motherfucker. For real. And that's just a basic lesson that I've learned by watching my cousins and my brothers and my uncles do they motherfucking dirt. Stay the fuck out the spotlight, man. And that's what the Mac does, man. The Mac stays out the spotlight. Therefore, thusly, I will not be advertising my grill all over the goddamn internet so angry baby daddies could try and hunt me down. Okay. I'm glad I got that off my chest. Where the fuck else am I? Alright, yeah, we're gonna answer some LaDonna questions, man. Yes, I know. Fuck. Yes, more LaDonna shit, man. Hey, and consequently, man, I got like a bazillion LaDonna shows that I ain't even posted, man. You know what I mean? I just vented and I ranted and raved about all kind of shit. It was just like therapy for me to get that bullshit up out my soul, man. Because, you know, I love the bitch and shit. And the bitch basically, bitch clown me. Hey, what the fuck? What can I say? Shit. But anyway, I answer some LaDonna questions and shit. Some niggas is like, ain't really tripping off how the fuck I'm being so honest about the shit that I've gone through with this chick, man, since I'm claiming to be Mackin' or claiming to be a Mac or whatever. Basically, niggas is like saying, man, how the fuck you don't catch feelings for a hoe and claim that you a Mac at the same goddamn time and shit? Well, motherfucker, all I can say is this is the real deal. This is real life, man. Everybody plays the fool sometimes, motherfucker. Shit. You just don't never know, man. You don't never know who you gonna catch feelings for or who you gonna fucking click with, man. So if you wanna say I caught feelings for a hoe and I got weak, and if you think that diminishes my motherfucking status as a Mac because I go out here and I got the ability, man, to make motherfuckers goddamn get on video and make me get paid, then motherfucker, so be it. Ain't gonna argue with you, nigga. If you think this goddamn I'm not this or I'm not that, I'm not gonna debate with you, motherfucker. You can think whatever the fuck you want, man. I know who the fuck I am. I know what the fuck I'm about. And I don't think that loving a bitch diminishes nobody's goddamn Mac status. Nah, I really don't. So, yeah, man. Shit, I loved her. Still do love her. And I'm still a motherfucking Mac, nigga. So fuck you. Okay, let's move along. Let me see. Some motherfucker, what'd he say? And I'm not even mentioning names of these motherfuckers. They insignificant, man. You know what I'm saying? Howard, what the fuck, nigga? These lights keep going off in my fucking car, man. Stay on, bitch. Damn. Let me see. How are you a Mac when you spend money on a bitch? God damn it. I ain't gonna spend too much on this one, right? Because I got a whole show dedicated to that shit. But I assume that you're talking about LaDonna, because basically when I was with her, hey, if she needed a bill paid, I would pay a bill. If she needed her phone fucking turned on, I would turn her phone on. If she needed gas in her car, I would put gas in her car. If she needed, if her kids was hungry, I would help feed the kids and all that kind of shit. Well, basically, nigga, I hate to bust your bubble, but these are the things that dudes do when they're in a relationship with a woman that they love. Maybe you don't understand that, but yes, these are the things that dudes do, real men do, for their women when they love them. Sorry if you can't understand that, homie. But on the same token, don't believe, motherfucker, that I wasn't getting mines at the same time. Because most of that video that y'all niggas see on that goddamn website was free of fucking charge, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? So don't get it twisted, motherfucker, like I was just getting used, nigga. You know what I mean? The Mac will get his somehow, some way. Any shape or form, motherfucker, I'm gonna get mine. So believe that, man. But yeah, I took care of my bitch, man. That's how I roll. If you with the motherfucking Mac and you goddamn need something, man, I'm gonna take care of my bitch, nigga. Right. But the bitch gotta take care of me too. Shit, I'ma treat her like a queen, but she gotta realize I'm the goddamn king. I mean, it's just basic fucking mathematics, man. Shit, don't know what to say about y'all motherfuckers getting shit twisted. Just because somebody do something nice for a bitch, you tricking, you sipping. Y'all taking this shit a little too fucking extreme, man. A little too goddamn extreme, man. Hey, y'all motherfuckers need to take a step back, catch your breath, and goddamn just use a little bit of fucking common sense, man. It's cool to treat women nicely. It's cool to try and goddamn provide for a female, right? But man, look, don't go overboard and don't get extreme and just don't be a sucker about this shit, all right? Oh, y'all motherfuckers, I swear, man. If I would have bought a bitch a dollar cheeseburger, y'all niggas would say, oh, you're tricking. Y'all niggas got to stop, man. You got to stop. Y'all niggas, y'all got too much time in your hands, man. Woo-wee. Also, niggas is talking about how my bra left me for another woman. And niggas is saying, well, yo, dog, man, you know, if she left you for a bitch, man, you must not have been putting the pipe down, man. You must not have been dicking her down right. Once again, niggas got fucking left brain logic paralysis, saying dumb shit. Nigga, do you hear yourself? Did you hear yourself? Some motherfucker was saying, oh man, you must not have been fucking her right, man. She left you for a bitch. Look, dumbass. If she wanted better dick, she would have got with a nigga. Duh. What the the fuck is these niggas thinking, man? Motherfuckers is thinking because a bitch leave me, I wasn't digging her down right. Right? Because she got with a female. No, nigga, that's not how it happens, man. If a bitch is not satisfied with the dick that she got, she goes and gets better dick. Nimrod. But she didn't go get dick. She went and got pussy, motherfucker. She wasn't goddamn missing dick, nigga. She was missing attention. That was the problem. It wasn't about dick. It was about attention. She craved attention, wanted more attention, and that was some shit that I couldn't fucking give her, nigga. And it had shit to do with no goddamn penis, man. So, yes, for the record, my bitch did leave me for a female, but it wasn't about getting dicked down. It wasn't about me being delinquent with the penis. Because if it was, she would have went ahead and got better penis, nigga. But she did. She went and got pussy. Therefore, thusly, showing and proving the flaw in your fucking argument. Because basically, if she's fucking with a bitch, then that means she just wants attention. God damn, I'm brilliant. Fuck. Shit. Man. I should be... Fuck Dr. Phil, nigga. Dr. Fat Mac. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. Hell yeah. Let me close this door. It's cold. Shit. Oh, man. So, yeah. That's a little situation that's really is really strange, man. How niggas just, they don't really think before they open their goddamn mouth, man. That's hilarious, man. How the fuck? I'm like, anyway, motherfuckers is also asking me, are you still fucking LaDonna? Of course I'm still fucking LaDonna, man. Goddamn right I'm still fucking her. Every now and then, I just wrote about a situation where we was at the hotel and that bitch, I don't know what the fuck was on her mind, but she gave me some of the worst sex ever, man. I don't know what the fuck that was and shit, but consequently, two or three times after that, she gave me some of the best sex ever after that. So, I don't know. She's a Scorpio, nigga. She moody as fuck, man. She's a crazy bitch, man. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm still fucking her, and yeah, I still love the bitch, man. So, that ain't never gonna change, man. And, once her and that lesbian and all that kind of shit blows over, and it will, man, believe that. No, I'll still be here. I won't be wifing her up, though. You know what I mean? That's not gonna happen. But I'm always had love for a motherfucker, because like I said, the Mac City Empire is my goddamn wife, nigga. And I'm gonna roll with this motherfucking thing till the wheels fall off. Shit. So, fuck it, nigga. That's the end of that shit. That's a little Q&A session I got, man. Trying to give y'all a little insight about me, what I do, how I do it, why I do it, blah, 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 all that kind of shit, man. So, yeah, I'm still fucking LaDonna. I'm still loving the bitch. It's even better now because I don't really have to deal with all that fucking nonsense at her house, man. I don't have to deal with... I mean, she just got so much bullshit going on, man. Just, I mean, now I can just go over and hit it when I want and be done with it and shit, man. But right now, from y'all must have heard from a previous show, I've been on pussy restriction because the lesbian prohibits her from seeing me and shit. So, oh my God, man, what am I to do? All right, yeah, well, so, yo, this is the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at you live and direct from the Mac City Limits, MacCity.com, Mac City Chronicles, the Whole Flipper Network, MrWrigglerShow.com. Yeah, I want to thank everybody for coming in, tuning in to the business, man. Yeah, real talk, real music all day, every day, baby. And we out.